So cougars, wolves, and bears, those are the main carnivores that we're talking about.
Correct.
Is there one species that you focus on more? Like, I'm guessing that there aren't as many cougars as there are wolves in Wisconsin.
Correct. Yeah, the Cougar Response Program doesn't take up much of my time. We do have cougars in the state, though. We have animals that pass through. But recently, wolves have really been dominating the agenda. There's been a lot of changes in the wolf management program, with wolves being delisted from the federal endangered species list and the state initiating a hunting and trapping season and all of the things that go along with that. And wolf management is certainly a topic that a number of people are engaged on, which is great. It's nice to have a passionate public who cares deeply about what we are doing with our wolf population. The challenge comes in that the desired outcomes for wolf management are very diverse. We have a number of people in the state on all sides of the topic, and we hear from them on a regular basis. We do receive a number of phone calls every day, and from all over the state and the country, and occasionally from other countries. So it has been an interesting process, and it is, again, I think, a benefit. Having that input from our citizens is going to help the Department of Natural Resources develop a wolf management program that accurately reflects the desires of the people of our state.
As I understand it, a big part of your job is also tracking wolves and maybe bears too, like actually going out and looking for them.
Yeah, that's the most fun part of the job, is to be able to get out and interact with these species. And we do so in multiple ways. With wolves, we have winter track counts. And so our staff and a team of volunteers that we have get to go out in the winter and track snow-covered roads. And then in the spring, a component of our monitoring program relies on radio telemetry. There's a portion of the wolf population that's affixed with radio collars that allow us to locate the animals. We do that by aircraft, and then we're able to map their pack territories and also get accurate counts of the number of individuals in the pack from the air. But that all starts with deploying a radio collar on a wolf, which involves going out and trapping these animals, fixing the radio collars, and then following them around.
I was going to ask if you had ever been face-to-face with a wolf, and it sounds like you have. What's that experience like?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, each time you handle an animal, whether it's a wolf or a bear or anything else, it's always a little bit different and different situations. But it is a pretty unique and exciting experience to be able to directly interact with these animals in that capacity. But there's also a great deal of responsibility that goes with it. Anytime we handle an animal, I feel like we're taking a responsibility to make sure that that animal comes through that process unharmed and is able to go on and do its thing. And that's very important from a research perspective, too. If the animal's harmed in any way, then the data that we're collecting from it is no longer representative.
And let's talk about bears for a second. Bear hunting is a very popular thing here in Wisconsin. There's a long waiting list for a bear tag to go out and harvest a bear. Have you seen changes in that popularity of bear hunting or in the bear population?
Yeah, bear hunting is a very popular activity in the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin has a very large bear population. It really is one of the best places in the country to hunt black bear. We have large bears, we have high success rates, and we have higher rates of harvest than almost any other state. And all of that leads to a great deal of interest. In 2014, for the 2014 bear season, we received over 108,000 applications for bear licenses. And we have about 20,000 bears in the state. And so obviously not everybody gets to go. So there is a wait. We have record harvest levels over the last 5 years. We've had record harvest levels and we've had record permit levels.
And is that a strange combination for you in your job to be kind of responsible for making sure certain animal populations are thriving and doing well, but also to be sort of in charge of this hunting aspect?
Well, I don't think that those two goals are contradictory to each other. North America has a long history of sustainably hunting wildlife populations, and black bears are a great example. The number of black bears in the state and the range of bears in the state has grown and expanded dramatically over the last 30 years. In the mid-1980s, there were far fewer bears, and they were in far fewer places than we have now. And in that 30-year period, management in the state has led to this growth and expansion of the population while also providing for record numbers of hunting opportunities. And so I think that we can have both. That's the challenge that we have as an agency, is how to balance those two factors, but there's no reason why we can't have both thriving populations and adequate hunting opportunities for the citizens of our state.
Dave McFarland, thanks so much.
Thank you.